Strike absorbed the impact, heard the high-pitched scream and reacted instinctively. Throwing out a long arm, he seized a fistful of cloth and flesh. A second shriek of pain echoed around the stone walls, and then, with a wrench and a tussle, he had succeeded in dragging the girl back onto firm ground. Her shrieks were still echoing off the walls, and he realised that he himself had bellowed, "Jesus Christ!" The girl was doubled up in pain against the office door, whimpering. Judging by the lopsided way she was hunched, with one hand buried deep under the lapel of her coat, Strike deduced that he had saved her by grabbing a substantial part of her left breast. A thick, wavy curtain of bright blonde hair hid most of the girl's blushing face, but Strike could see tears of pain leaking out of one uncovered eye. "Fuck, sorry!" His loud voice reverberated around the stairwell. "I didn't see you! Didn't expect anyone to be there!" From under their feet, the strange and solitary graphic designer who inhabited the office below yelled, "What's happening up there?" And a second later, a muffled complaint from above indicated that the manager of the bar downstairs, who slept in an attic flat over Strike's office, had also been disturbed, perhaps woken by the noise.